Yeah, as a matter of fact, the last accident that happened in Louisiana where someone died as a result of not contacting 811, coincidentally, was offshore.
Welcome to the latest edition of the Louisiana Farm Bureau podcast. I'm Avery Davidson, sitting in for Carl Wiggers, who's out on the road getting a story for This Week in Louisiana Agriculture. Joining me producing this episode is Josh Meeks, the executive producer of This Week in Louisiana Agriculture, and just an all-around good guy. Thanks for joining me today,
Josh. Oh, thank you, Avery. Thank you.
I'm going to shower you with accolades on the broadcast. That way I can then, you know, belittle you off of it.
Of course.
That's usually the way it works.
Put the good news up front.
Exactly. But joining us today is Mr. Brent Salzman. He is the executive director of Louisiana 811. Brent, this is an important month for you guys. April is Safe Digging Month. Tell me a little bit about Safe Digging Month. What is that?
Right. And why did we come up with Safe Digging Month? Yeah. Isn't every month Safe Digging Month?
I would think so.
You would think so.
I want to be safe anytime I dig, no matter what I'm digging or where I'm digging.
Well, I often tell folks, if you've ever been to like a landscape place or a nursery, this time of year, bustling with activity. So specifically in April, homeowners are out doing those yard projects and so forth. So we like to heighten awareness specifically in April. And fortunately for us, we've had the governor who signed a proclamation stating as such, and my counterparts in other states around the U.S. have done the same thing. And so we really like to push that message out. It should be Safe Digging Month, like I alluded to earlier, every month, but specifically in April because of what I said earlier about those projects.
Okay. As usual, I put the cart before the horse. Okay. I introduced you as the executive director of Louisiana 811, but what does Louisiana 811 do? What is this organization, and why are those numbers 811 burned into my brain that I should call before I dig?
Great question. Well, essentially, we're a call center, but we like to think of ourselves as more of a safety organization because, of course, we have about 1,100 members. And, of course, who are our members? Utility companies, pipeline companies all throughout the state of Louisiana. And, of course, they want to protect their assets. So that's why we came about. We're there to take information from an excavator, professional contractor or farmer. You contact us, and what our role is to take that information from you where that digging activity is going to occur, and we convey that information. We act as that liaison between ourselves and the utility companies and the pipeline companies. What they're going to do in response to that is go out and mark their underground infrastructure with paint or flags or a combination of both to let you know where it is before you perform that digging activity.
When you say underground infrastructure, what are you talking about?
Yeah, pipelines, utility lines, water lines, sewer lines, and so forth. So good. I'm glad you have clarified that.
Now, you mentioned like the contractors and utilities, and I think, you know, when I hear, you know, call before you dig, I think of like bigger work where I'm installing like a drainage line or things like that. But you mentioned gardening. Like, so how deep am I going before I need to call 811?
Yeah, excellent question, Josh. If I'm working my yard and I'm working my flower beds and I'm planting some flowers, I'm not going to contact 811 because I'm only going to go down a couple of inches in the ground. However, having said that, if I'm going any deeper than that, because shallow digging, as we always state, is still digging. As a matter of fact, several years ago, to your point, I was digging in my yard before I became a part of 811 or even familiar with the organization. And I was planting a tree in my yard, started digging the hole. I hit my Cox line going to my home.
Whoops.
It was only about 6 inches deep in the ground, to my point. And I cut it. And of course, I was out of all my Cox services. And eventually, I had to pay to have that line repaired. So if I would have made that free phone call, I can't emphasize that enough, it's a free phone call to 811, I would have had that utility marked, of course, telecom lines or an orange paint. I would have seen the orange paint on the ground, and I would have dug that hole elsewhere.
That tree would have moved about, 6 inches to the left or about 12 inches to the right?
I'm glad you touched on that, Avery. We do have a tolerance zone because it's not an exact science when you mark that underground infrastructure. It's 18 inches. measured from the outside edge of that underground utility, and that is the tolerance zone. So if you see a dot on the ground, you go out 18 inches, you can dig all you want.
Gotcha. Okay. And you mentioned about the call was free, the repair was not. I mean, obviously, a Cox line, probably not that expensive to repair, probably more than you want it to pay.
Right.
But if you start talking a natural gas line, you start talking about a fiber optic line, you can be talking about some serious money that you're on the hook for, you're liable for, because you put that shovel in the ground.
That is correct. Yes, you think about a gas line. Yeah, what if that was my electric line? I could have killed myself. Or you can knock out vital service, not only to your own home, but your entire neighborhood. And that's happened many times before. Again, I can't stress enough, why would you not contact 811, being it's a free call? Now, granted, we are a nonprofit organization. You might ask, how are we funded? Well, every time we send a notification to one of our members, there's a fee for that. Of course, they want to protect their underground lines, but more importantly, we want folks to get home safe at the end of the day. You never want to take that for granted.
Now, one thing I've always wondered when you guys come out and mark the ground, is that a record that's kept, or they just go out there and they're scanning the ground? Like, how do they know where to mark?
Right. Oftentimes, I mean, they have some sophisticated equipment where they can hook up to a metering point or something like that. Like water lines, oftentimes will have a tracer wire. So it's almost like a metal detector where they can search and see where that line is. But you're right. I mean, it's not an easy process, but they do. We take over 3,000 tickets every day, notifications around the state of Louisiana. And of course, everyone we get in, we're going to send out to our members. So every day we're sending out close to 16,000 notifications. So a lot of digging activity, but I know firsthand there's a lot of folks who don't use the program like they should. As a matter of fact, coincidentally, I went to the doctor's office a couple of weeks ago. I was wearing an 811 shirt, and the doctor asked me, he says, so what is 811? And I said, wow, we spent a lot of money on advertising. We want to educate folks. But he sincerely did not know. And we really want to get that message out. And it's opportunities like this where we can do that.
Yeah. And we talk about calling 811, but you and I have talked before, and I've even done a story where I went down to the call center and took a look at everything you can do online, going to Louisiana811.com. Those are resources that are even better than, I think, the phone call. No offense. I mean, I like talking to you, Brent, but you're a nice guy, and you know, so are all the folks back at the office. But going online, you can do some things there that you can't really do on a phone call.
That is correct, because if you go online, as a matter of fact, almost 90% of folks contact us daily. They go online. They enter those tickets that way, because what it's going to do is going to show you a satellite view of your property. And so all you have to do is just draw exactly where you're going to be digging on your property. And that information is conveyed to, again, the utility companies. And so they'll know, they'll see exactly what you're drawing.
Now, when that call comes in, what's the time frame that the line drawing has to be done?
Right. Well, we do operate under guidelines of a law. It's the Louisiana Underground Utilities and Facilities Damage Prevention Law. That's a mouthful. Right. We just like to say the dig law. But the dig law says you got to allow time for those owner-operators to mark that infrastructure. And essentially, it's 48 hours. We like to say 2 full business days, but you just need to plan ahead. So if you have a project you want to do at your home or your farm or wherever, say next weekend, you'd want to contact us by Tuesday. Because if you contact us on Tuesday, the clock starts at 7 a.m. the next business day, excluding weekends and holidays. So Wednesday morning, 7 o'clock. 48 hours from then is when you can start digging. But it'll be on your locate request that we provide you. We're going to give you a ticket number. It's going to tell you the mark by date. And what that mark by date is, the date when the utility companies should have responded to you.
48 hours is a fast response time when you mentioned how many tickets every day?
Right, over 3,000.
Yeah, that's insane.
that's exactly right.
There's a lot of work, but you mentioned that dig law. It is against the law, and you're liable if you damage any infrastructure. If you don't call 811 beforehand, correct?
That is correct. And we have an active enforcement agency, specifically, it's Department of Natural Resources, Office of Pipeline Safety. They have agents that travel all around the state, and they don't want to necessarily issue citations, but they have the ability to do that. Especially if you're digging around a pipeline. Again, it's all about protection of infrastructure, but more importantly, the safety of individuals working around those pipelines. But yes, you're right, Avery. They have the ability to issue citations. They're going to stop. They might stop by and they make sure you have a dig ticket. And if not, again, they have the ability to issue citations. They prefer not to. They might issue a warning letter initially, but they have the ability to cite you.
Let's turn to agriculture just for a moment and talk about the agricultural exemptions for calling 811. What are those exemptions and how long have those been in place?
Sure. It's probably been about 2 years ago, our dig law got amended to where normal commercial farming activity was exempt from having to notify 811. And what is normal commercial farming activity? Well, as you would suspect, it's like plowing your fields. If you're performing that type of activity, you don't necessarily have to contact us. That doesn't mean you can't contact us. I would highly suggest you do that because of pipeline companies. I can tell you every time you're plowing a field, they'd like for you to contact them. But I get it. But if you're plowing those fields or so forth, you don't necessarily have to contact us as long as you aren't impeding on a pipeline right of way or utility servitude or highway right of way. If you're impeding on those areas, it's a 12-inch depth exemption. So you can go down 12 inches without having to notify us. But again, as I alluded to earlier, if you're installing a fence post or if you're installing drainage on your property, digging a ditch or something like that, you have to notify us.
And I think that's really good for our farmers and ranchers in terms of, you know, a lot of these folks have been working their land for generations. I mean, you're talking about, you know, 100 years of planting sugarcane on the same field. They're going to know what's underground. That said, if every farmer who was going out to plow submitted a ticket, you would be above 3,000 tickets a day.
No doubt about it.
I mean, that's got to be a workload taken off of y'all as well.
That is correct. And that's one of the reasons why we changed the law, because of that very reason. It would inundate the system otherwise. But again, it's all about safety. So I would encourage you to at least contact us once a year, just even if it is just during normal commercial farming activity.
Yeah, I mean, it's real easy. We talked about going online and drawing the satellite view,
correct?
What area you're gonna be plowing. Let's also talk about, you talked about changing that law. There are a couple of things going through the legislature now that y'all are following. What's going on right now at the legislature?
Well, we actually have a bill that we proposed ourselves. I don't want to get into the details with that, but there's a lot of marine activity out there. Yes, we do take tickets offshore, and you think of all the dredging in the Mississippi River. So we have a definition of what a marine excavation activity is and a life of those tickets. We also have what's called the large project ticket that isn't necessarily applicable to farmers and so forth. If you want to know more about that, I'd be happy to share that with you. But the other thing has to do with the broadband work that's going around the state of Louisiana. Representative Desautel, which he happens to be the chair of the House Commerce Committee, has proposed legislation requiring folks doing fiber optic installation in those rural areas. Many municipalities aren't members of our organization. They can be, but a lot aren't. And when you go through those municipalities, they don't know where their underground infrastructure is. So this bill would require those fiber optic companies to actually locate that underground infrastructure, the water lines, the sewer lines, provide that information, that mapping information to the municipality. And in turn, which I think is excellent for our organization, that municipality would have to become a member of Louisiana 811. So I think it's a win-win all the way around, because we want folks like that to become members, because you think of yourself as an excavator going through a small community, and if they don't know where their lines are, well, you're more than happy, you're going to damage them. You're going to go through that. So if they can't locate them, what good does that do?
Just to satisfy my own curiosity, you mentioned that you guys work offshore.
Yes.
How do you can't spray paint water. How do you mark those specific areas where lines do run under the Mississippi
Dude,
River?
Have you tried to spray paint water before? It's really, really
it's
cool.
It's like ice skating uphill, right?
Excellent question. Well, I can assure you, typically it's a pipeline company. Not always. Sometimes it's a water company or electric company or something like that. Pipeline representatives are going to be on site. When you're performing that digging activity, they're going to provide GPS coordinates. They're going to be there on site. Oftentimes offshore, they'll use buoys. If it's shallow water, they'll use cane reeds. But they're going to let you know where that infrastructure is. I can assure you, you're exactly right. You can't put paint on water.
Yeah, and I guess that's typically a much larger job. Like, it's not you're just your average gardener that's digging under the Mississippi River, right?
That is right. Yeah, as a matter of fact, the last accident that happened in Louisiana where someone died as a result of not contacting 811, coincidentally, was offshore.
Really?
That was a tugboat operator. He got off his navigable waterway where he was supposed to be. He starts performing what's called wheel washing. He's using his propeller to get himself unstuck, and he hits a pipeline. And they had a pipeline marker right next to him. He hits that pipeline, the thing erupts. He ends up dying as a result of that. So that's what we're trying to avoid. And I can tell you about numerous farming accidents that's happened around the country where folks have unfortunately, they've passed away because of tragic accidents, because of not contacting 811. Haven't had that happen in Louisiana, but that can happen in Louisiana.
Yeah, it can happen anywhere.
Absolutely.
The upside is, you know, Louisiana 811, Louisiana Farm Bureau have had a good working relationship all these years. And I think that really helps our agricultural community stay aware. I mean, they know about you guys and y'all know about us and our people. And I think that that's really, that relationship has really helped out a lot.
It's a strong relationship, and I intend on making it continuing to be strong. We have a very, very good relationship. And it's opportunities like this where we can convey our message, and we like doing that likewise, having a good relationship with you guys. So if you ever see something you'd like to see changed in the dig law, you guys have folks that actually attend our dig law advisory committee meetings. They aren't our meetings. It's just your opportunity to voice your opinion about what works for you. And in your voice will be heard.
Oh, yeah. I know that we've had issues come up before. Jim Monroe, when he was assistant to the president, served on that committee. And then Kyle McCann and his position as assistant to the president continues to serve for our farmers and ranchers there. So I know that we've brought things up and we've had things happen. And that's part of the change that happened with the agricultural exemptions.
That's right. One of the other changes we made to make it easier for farmers, we extended the life of the ticket. You know, whenever you have a valid ticket to go out there and dig, it's 20 days, up to 20 days for just a homeowner or something like that. But for farming operation, forestry folks, those tickets are good for 30 days. So you get an extra 10 days because we know those projects tend to be large in nature. But again, we heard you, we made that change in the law, and this I think it's been helpful for you folks.
Well, I think it's helpful that you came here today, spend a little time with me and Josh. Josh, did you learn anything today?
I did learn a lot. I didn't know about the exemptions for one. And obviously, you know, the marking under the water. I've always been fascinated by 811. You know, I grew up seeing the commercials and things like that. And all the PSAs that 811 put out, they would run side by side with, you know, don't climb utility poles. Make sure you knew what was underground. And I was just as a kid, I was fascinated that, you know, this isn't New York City. I was where you see like sewers and everything. And I was just fascinated that all of this stuff was literally under there. And I remember the very first time that we had to do it, I was probably about 8 years old and we were moving a fence in the yard. And I actually went out there and watched the guy come and spray paint. I had never seen that before. That was so cool.
Right. Well, of course, Louisiana, we just have so many pipelines in our area. If you've ever seen a pipeline map, you would be amazed to see how many pipelines are in the state of Louisiana. So, yeah, underground infrastructure is everywhere.
And I think at one time, they still do it every now and then. We'll put the little flags out along the line.
Yeah, I've seen those too.
Yeah, and every little kid in the neighborhood comes and grabs them, you know. So, I mean, I often wonder, do the guys just like hand them out to the kids beforehand? That way the kids don't come and steal all their flags that they just put up.
I imagine that does happen. Yes, or someone's mowing their grass. They say, that's in my way. I need to pick up that flag. It's there for a reason.
Well, Brent, thank you so much. Brent Salzman with Louisiana 811. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Louisiana Farm Bureau podcast. If you like this podcast, please leave a comment, share with your friends. You know, we love whenever we get some feedback from you. Let us know what topics you'd like to hear us talk about on the Louisiana Farm Bureau podcast. For Brent Salzman, Josh Meeks, I'm Avery Davidson. We'll talk to you next time.